Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hello, everybody. We're going through the Bible with Joe McGee, going from Genesis to Revelation in chronological order. So today we're picking up at the end of Leviticus, where God's given the rules and the laws for how he wants to do things. God was very orderly, very detailed. So we're picking up Leviticus chapter 25 about the Sabbath year. He had a certain year set aside for the Sabbath. So I'm reading out of the New Living Translation. I really like this translation. It's my favorite one. It's the one I preach out of every weekend. And I've got others I like. I like the Message translation, real wordy, but I do like it. It explains a lot of things. I like the New King James, worded really nice. But my favorite is the New Living Translation. So that's what I'm reading from today. Chapter 25 of Leviticus. While Moses was on Mount Sinai, the Lord said to him, "Give the following instructions to the people of Israel. When you have entered the land that I am giving you, the land itself must observe a Sabbath rest." What does that mean? You got to have a whole year where you rest. Every seventh year, a Sabbath rest before the Lord every seventh year. For 6 years, you may plant your fields, prune your vineyards, harvest your crops. But during the seventh year, the land must have a Sabbath year of complete rest. Now, I don't know if you know, that's what Israel got into trouble where they didn't let the land rest for some 70 years. They owed God. That's why they went into captivity. God's very detailed about the land. You must let this land rest every seventh year. And so they got behind some almost 500 years. And so God said, "No, you owe me 70 years of rest." So they went into captivity. So when Daniel's in captivity, he's pouring through the scrolls. I mean, he's under three different heathen kings. Daniel kept being promoted, and another king would take over. Another country would invade them and take over. And they liked Daniel. Daniel get promoted under the second king. Daniel got promoted under the third king. So Daniel's been there for 70 years, and he's pouring over the scrolls one day, and he notices in the scrolls that captivity was only to last 70 years. God said, "After 70 years, I'll bring you back home." Well, it's been almost a year and a half past 70 years, and he's thinking, what's going on? What's wrong? And so the Bible says he starts to pray. So he's praying for 2 or 3 weeks. It's almost 3 full weeks. He's praying, he's fasting. And there's where the angel showed up and said, "Oh, Daniel, we heard your prayer the first day you prayed it." And Daniel said, "What?" And the angel said, "Yes, Daniel, we heard your prayer the first day you prayed it." And Daniel said, "Where have you been?" So the angel explains, and this is a lot of stuff you learn in intercessory prayer. This is fascinating when you read the Bible. He said, "Well, the spirit prince of Persia held me up. An angel's coming from heaven with the answer to Daniel's prayer." Daniel prayed to God in heaven. God sends an angel with the answer. But on the way down to earth, he comes to an atmosphere above earth where demons rule and reign. And so the spirit prince of Persia held him up. And so he said, "We've been in a wrestling match in the heavenlies." That hadn't been thunder you've been listening to. It's been a wrestling match. And so they've been going over this. Said, "But finally, Michael, the archangel, came and put the demon in a headlock and allowed me to bring the answer." And so it's a fascinating story. When I taught intercessory prayer for 10 years at my local church 40 years ago, I didn't know anything about intercessory prayer. I mean, I'd heard the term, but I didn't know what it was. There's a war going on. Some prayers get answered quickly. Some prayers don't get answered quickly. Some are little devils. Some are bigger devils. You know, Jesus told the disciples one time they'd been casting out devils, laying hands on the sick, even raising the dead. And all of a sudden, they get this one kid, they couldn't cast the devil out of him. And so the father calls Jesus over and says, "Hey, your staff couldn't get this done." So Jesus casts the devil out of the kid, and he goes to the 12 apostles, and they said, "Why couldn't we do it?" And basically said this, Joyce Meyer said it this way, "Higher level, bigger devil. You've not faced a devil this big before." So there's levels in the spirit realm. There's levels in every realm. And it's not just a government house. You got small rent houses. You got big mansions. Same thing in the spirit realm. You got when Jesus cast the devil out of the mad of Gadara, it said, "Who are you?" He said, "We are many." The one man had many demons in him. And Jesus cast them out, and they went into the pigs. The pigs ran down a hill, and they all drowned themselves in the sea. Great story. And so you have to understand, it's just good to read your Bible. Just open it up and start reading. Get you a great translation. Again, I recommend the New Living Translation. It's like a greased banana peel. It reads really good. But you need to read it because you're going to learn a lot. It's just fascinating. So anyhow, said the land must have a Sabbath year of complete rest. It is the Lord's Sabbath. Do not plant your fields. Prune your vineyards during that year. Don't store away the crops that grow on their own, or gather the grapes from your unpruned vines. The land must have a year of complete rest, but you may eat whatever the land produces on its own during its Sabbath. This applies to you, your male and female servants, your hired workers, temporary residents that live with you, your livestock, the animals of your land that also follow. And then they'll be allowed to eat whatever the land produces. And so then he's about to come up on what's called the year of Jubilee. It's very big. Verse 8. In addition, you must count off 7 Sabbath years, 7 sets of 7 years, adding up to 49 years in all. Then on the Day of Atonement, in the 50th year, numbers are real important to God. There's a great book called Numerology, what the numbers mean. God's a numbers God. He's got everything. The hairs of our head are numbered. The days of our life are numbered. God is an accounting God. There are accounting angels. The Bible says there are angels that when I get to heaven, I give an account of every idle deed, every idle thought. Even when I think something, an angel writes that down. That's why the Bible says, think on these things, whatever's lovely, honest, just, praiseworthy, a good report. Think on these things. Don't think on those things. You got to control your thought life because actions come from thoughts. Why'd they do that? Well, they thought about it too long. So control what you think about. Says this, then on the Day of Atonement in the 50th year, blow the ram's horn loud and long throughout the land. Set this year apart as a holy time to proclaim the freedom throughout the land for all who live there. It will be a jubilee year for you, and each of you, may return to the land that belonged to your ancestors, return to your own clan. The 50th year will be a year of jubilee. During that year, you must not plant fields, store away any crops that grow on, and don't gather any grapes from the unpruned vines. It will be a jubilee year for you. You must keep it holy. But you may eat whatever the land produces on its own. In the year of the Jubilee year, you must return the land that belonged to your ancestors. In other words, nobody can get really deep in debt because every 50th year, whatever you originally bought goes back to the original owner. People say, that's crazy. Well, that's how God had it set up because he knows human nature. He knows what they're going to do. They're going to mess this thing up. When you make an agreement with your neighbor to buy or sell property, you must not take advantage of each other. When you buy land from your neighbor, the price you pay must be based on the number of years since the last jubilee. The seller must set the price by taking into account the number of years remaining until the next jubilee. God set it up. God was always trying to protect his people. The laws, the Ten Commandments, I used to tell people, nobody in history has ever kept the Ten Commandments outside Jesus. No human ever kept the Ten Commandments. The reason God gave the commandments was to show the people they can't keep them. That's why God gave them. God gave the commandments so you can't keep these. And so they're constantly dragging bulls and goats and sheep and rams and turtle doves down to the tabernacle to cut their throats. Blood ran out of that tabernacle 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. What's going on? People couldn't go without sinning. God was trying to show them, you're a sinner. Sin's got death attached to it. You're eventually going to need my Savior, but you don't know that yet. I'm going to have to teach you that you're a sinner first. Then I will send my son as a Savior. Old Testament people like Abraham looked forward to it by faith. The Bible says he looked forward to it by faith. We look back on it by faith. It's still faith. Without faith, you can't please God. Without faith, you can't whip the devil. And so God's setting up a system where he won't let them get too deep. He's going to keep them shallow, basically, and so they can get out of trouble. So they won't get too deep. So that's why he set up all these laws and the Sabbath and the years remaining. The more years until the next Jubilee, the higher the price. The fewer the years, the lower the price. After all, the person selling the land is actually selling you a certain number of harvests. Show your fear of God by not taking advantage of each other. I am the Lord your God. And he's trying to teach them how to live securely in the land. It's a great system. Now, one of the advantages I have when I taught Bible in high school for 10 years, 171 days out of the year, it enabled me, I had one class, 50-minute class, through the Bible, to try to explain, because most people don't read this, but it's in there for a reason. God had people record this for a reason, to show what it was he was intending, what God's doing behind the scenes. God has a reason for everything, orders our steps, directs our paths, guides into all truth, shows us things to come. God is so detailed. Your life's not just going down the highway in any direction. God's going to order your steps and direct your paths. So when you go to sleep tonight, sleep good. God's got you in his hands. You got angels around you, so many you can't count them. They're going to watch over you. It's a blessed life. It really is. Yes, we have opposition. Even Jesus had opposition. Paul, the apostle, wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. He had opposition. But we've been told to overcome. That's what we are. We're not people that are immune from the test trials, but we'll go through them and we'll overcome them. So we're promised a blessed life. So let's just get in this word and get our faith built up. And let's start enjoying what God called us to do. God bless, guys. Thanks for listening. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family. And we're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.